Everybody understood that lesson? Those who are really interested, my position. Second one is?
Who is intelligent? Who is intelligent?
Who is?
Intelligent.
Intelligent. So Prabhupada is telling anyone who is coming to ISKCON is intelligent. Huh? Is intelligent. Those who are strictly ISKCON, they are intelligent. No one else is like that one. Okay, one more thing also I got this. Disease, prescribed prescription, your prescribed duty. Huh? What is the prescribed duty? Why the prescription is required? Why the prescription is required? If you are going to a doctor, and doctor is giving you prescription, isn't it? Huh? Why the prescription?
Follow the. Huh? We have to follow the prescription.
Prescription is for what?
Curing.
Huh?
Cure.
Cure what?
Disease.
If you have disease, you require
prescription.
Prescription. You have to act according to the
prescription.
Prescription. You have prescribed duty. If it's normal, prescription is not required. So in spiritual life, how you can understand? You got your own prescribed duty. What does it mean? You have your prescribed duty because you have your wife, you have your parents, you have your children. You have prescribed duty. What does it mean? Huh? You got my point? Huh? If you don't have wife, family, children, such people like sannyasis are, nice to brahmacharis, they don't have prescribed duties. It means, what does disease mean? You all understood my question first of all? Huh? Leela Mata, you understood? Huh? You accept it? What's he telling?
Not audible.
If you don't think Krishna, that is disease. Huh?
No.
No. How it is no? Just explain. So he's telling if you are not thinking of Krishna, then that is disease.
The Maya, Brahmavadis, they never think of Krishna, they think about Brahman. They don't have material disease. The same time they don't have the spiritual, complete spiritual knowledge.
If they think only Brahman, they got the spiritual knowledge?
Partial,
the very first step.
Yeah, very first.
But that is not called the spiritual knowledge.
Okay, they don't have disease, but they are in partial.
They have no disease.
They don't have material disease.
Why they didn't come to the full knowledge of spirituality?
They are in the underpath. They are in the first stage, they will go to second and third finally.
They will go?
It is up to them.
Huh?
It is up to them.
Up to them now, their stage is number one.
Yes, number stage.
So they are deceased or not?
They
that is the question. At present they are in deceased condition or not? Huh? They have not understood Krishna. They are not rendering service to Krishna. That is the deceased condition or not? Huh? Mr. Madhavi, this is condition, no? So disease means one who is not in normal condition. Normal condition is what? Jivere Svarupahai Krishnera Nityadas. Anyone who is not rendering service to Krishna, he is deceased. Anyone for the matter. So for them, there is description. You all got the point? You have the prescribed duty. You are not yet come to normal stage. Normal stage means you are rendering service to Krishna, that's normal stage. You have no disease. Anyway, what all you are doing that is only for the pleasure of Krishna, then you are in normal stage. It's not disease stage. You understand? So in the life, we have two stages. One is disease stage. Then we have to follow our prescribed duty. You are the son, you are the husband, you are the father. So all the things we should do with the knowledge of Krishna, keeping Krishna in the center. One day, you will be freed from all these attachments. Krishna is going to help you in all, meeting all the ends to please, to maintain your family. Krishna is going to do that for you. That day you are in Brahma Buddha stage. Now you are free from disease. Then Krishna is going to take care of you. Okay? That is our training here in this one. Nowhere you can find this one. Brahma Bhuta Prashanatman Asochati Natanti. Please understand that. Father told you, we are telling you, please stick to your duty. Karma Nye Vadikaraste Ma Palesu Kadachana Ma Karma Palaketubi Ma Te Sangasta. Don't expect the results. If you are expecting some results, then you are again deceased. Okay? So you need prescription. You got the point? So next, anything? So everyone, those who are not yet seeing Krishna in each and everything, they are diseased. They have the prescribed duty. They have to do that duty, thinking Krishna in the center. For the pleasure of Krishna, is it clear? One day you will come out from that prescribed duty. You are getting on to normal duty. That is, whatever you are doing only for the pleasure of then Devasya Bhutatma, Dunam Pitrunam. You have no obligation towards anyone. If you can able to see Krishna, anything and everyone. Anyone and everyone. Okay? So that is my position and intelligence. Intelligence is the second one. I should come out from my prescribed duty. Those who are accepting Guru or the devotee's instructions, they are intelligent. Today is the that part, the unfortunate person. The unfortunate person. What the person is feeling in this world, I am feeling some sufferings. Is it? Everybody is feeling, no? No one can claim that I am free from sufferings. The intelligent person, he thinks why I am suffering. But unfortunate person, what he thinks, as for he is facing so many problems, sufferings, no? What he is thinking?
His duty.
Intelligent person thinking that why I am suffering. Some people they think the other way. What way they think?
They have a lot of material things to do.
Material?
Things to do.
If you are in suffering stage, distress stage, what do you think?
Karma. Karma.
So you keep mum? You do not want to do anything?
Want to rectify that suffering.
How to escape from the suffering? That is intelligence, or one who feels why I am suffering. Why I am suffering? How can I escape from my suffering? In these two, who is intelligent and who is unfortunate?
Why I am suffering?
Why I am suffering
is intelligent.
If I able to do, escape from my suffering, then I am not intelligent?
Huh?
You can give me any trouble, but I can escape from them. It's not intelligence.
But when you escape from one, we'll get into another.
Exactly. So, I solve one, but another stands before me. The very first one, the point I have taken, I want to escape from my sufferings. Sufferings are, Krishna is giving sufferings. So, what for Krishna is giving us sufferings? Why Krishna giving us sufferings?
To learn from
the mistake. To purify ourselves. To purify ourselves, Krishna gives us sufferings. It is not punishment. If someone thinks that I am punished, so I want to escape from this. But one who thinks that this is not for my punishment, this is for my purification. But unfortunate, he never thinks that this is for my purification. I am so pure, I am so perfect, why should I become pure? Already I am pure. So this is the unfortunate persons. They do not know, even if they escape from one problem, two problems arise in front of us. Isn't it? This is due to this uncontrollable nature. No one can defeat the nature. The nature is like that. And then, no, this time I will be victorious. The unfortunate things that he escaped and the problems again coming up, then he thinks, no, this time I become victorious. Isn't it? Is the unfortunate. It is just like something, what is it called? If I am defeated in first time, second time I can think, no, this time I am going to win. What is it called? What is it called?
Gambling.
So the nature is like that for making us to gamble. Gambling means? Name is okay, everyone can understand. But what is the principle in that gambling?
Speculation.
Speculation what for? Speculation for defeat? Speculation for what?
For winning.
Gambling.
There's no truthfulness.
For winning.
You just think of this. For?
Cheating propensity.
Gambling. The Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was playing with Duryodhana.
To win.
Assisted by Shakuni. So you lost this time. Next time you can win. So what is the problem?
Self-motive.
This time I can win. Somebody is telling something.
Pride. Huh?
Greed.
Greediness.
So this nature is fulfilling the desires also. You got the point? The greediness. No, this time I will be victorious. Time divorces everything at the time of
death.
At the time of death. Time of giving up our body. Whatever you accumulate, whatever you escape from positions, but at the time of death, we cannot take it with us. Except what comes with us at the time of giving up our body?
Karma.
Karma means in a very nice, understandable way.
Past deeds.
What all we did?
Past deeds.
Past deeds.
Past deeds results. Results of past deeds. That only going to come. Not otherwise anything else. We have to be very, very careful. I do not want to depend on others. So two problems are arising, but still he doesn't want to obey to anyone. I do not want to surrender to others. Got the point? I do not want to depend upon one, anyone else. What is the cause for this? What cause for this? Why I don't want to depend on anyone?
Pride.
Pride.
Pride. Ego.
Ego, false ego. The pride and false ego both are hand in hand. Is there any difference, can we say, false ego and pride? Pride, what you are going to do with your pride?
We think it's we have done it. We think we have done it. We are
false
the
ego?
Same thing also.
So both are synonyms?
Yes.
Yes,
I think so.
And so there's no difference?
Pride is this. If someone possesses something, they will try to proud of it.
Same thing.
False
ego?
False ego.
That even if it is not there, he thinks it is there. He may not possess the quality, but still he thinks that he has.
Proud means according to their activities, the endeavor, achievements. No one can defeat me. False ego, whether they are performing or not performing, they just that develops within the heart, false ego. False ego and jealous also. Jealous, jealousy. Jealous is the worst word. Sometimes we can curb our false ego, but jealousy is there. Jealousy, envious, envy. It's very, very dangerous. Parami in Tamil. So it's very, very difficult. Such people, they do not want to depend on anyone else. I want to do myself. They never surrenders. One who never surrenders in the material world, which is like a jail. There, if I do not want to surrender, what will happen?
Punishment.
Severe punishment. This material world, it is like this one. And what they are thinking? in a jail, they are breaking the
bricks.
In this material world, everyone, instead of breaking the bricks, they are working day and night like donkeys. Both are the same. Misunderstand. Earlier, they were doing their own father's job and all they are taking. Nowadays, it's not like that. They are becoming electronic people, IT people. So work day and night. In a jail also, they break the bricks and they think that breaking the bricks is
profession.
But they never think that
as a punishment.
So here also all the doctors, engineers, technologists, technocrats, they are all thinking they are
professionals.
But they never think that
they are given punishment.
It is punishment. How they can think that it is punishment? Now Sundar Murari is there, he is a very nice computer man. He never thought even single day that my computing activity is punishment for me. Have you ever thought like that? You never, isn't it? So you are not going to think that this is my punishment. Why? It is my professor, like only you will think. Am I correct? Isn't it? That is correct. Anyone else? What they are doing, their profession, they consider that as the profession, but not punishment.
Because it's binding them. It's binding them to that job.
No, my question is there anyone thinking their profession as their job as their profession, but not because as a punishment? Is there anyone thinking like that? No one, isn't it? But in a jail, one who is breaking the bricks, can he think that it is my punishment? If he thinks that breaking the bricks only my profession, it's not nice. It's not correct. What will the Prabhu?
According to the satisfaction of the jailer, if it is, then that is not a punishment.
This is the vague answers. My question is, suppose if I am putting you in a custody, asking you daily break the bricks. So you will think that this is your profession?
No, punishment.
Now you are also a computer engineer. You think that your job as a punishment or a profession?
Punishment.
Really? Now you are realizing, Not before, even instant. One instant before also you never thought like that for, isn't it?
There are situations that have...
Situations made you?
Yes.
Punishment, It's very nice. How you can say that this punishment not my profession? How you can say like that for me?
It takes you away from devotion for this.
Better answer? Correct, 75 marks I can give you.
It's not aligning with what we study in our...
No, you are also same, similar, parallel.
I'm not able to serve Krishna.
What is that one? Serving Krishna is my?
Swadharma.
Swadharma. This is eternal. Eternal duty is serving Krishna. Jivere Swarupaha, Nichera Krishna Dasa. Isn't it? The real form, the real profession of the soul is rendering service eternally to Krishna. But instead of rendering service to Krishna, I am serving this boss. Useless boss, hopeless boss. You got the point? Jivere Swarupa Haya Krishnera Nityadas. This everyone should remember this point. The eternal service of a living being is eternally rendering service to
Krishna.
That is our profession. Any other thing than this one is
punishment.
If you, all the engineers, doctors, this, that and all, they consider this point, really they are going to achieve the mercy of Krishna. Please understand. That's why I ask you all to do something. Can anyone tell? Keeping this in mind, I insist you people to do something. Can anyone tell? Deity worship, anything. The photos or DTS also we should keep in our home. As though we don't find time, you create time and you offer some flower. Show some incense. Do some service to deities. That is our eternal service. If you neglect that completely, you will be thinking that you are master of gaining 2 lakhs rupees a month is your profession. That ends up with your death. Isn't it? You got the point? What is the profession and what is the punishment? We should understand this point very nicely. Those who are not understanding, they are
unfortunate.
They cannot get on to their eternal professional job. Please understand. So everyone, don't get attached to your job. The very exemplary person is Srivasa Thakur. He never does anything for to maintain his family. He is completely absorbed how best he can please Krishna. His joint family is very well maintained. Isn't it? But now we are all in some diseased condition. What is the disease condition? What is the disease condition?
Forgetting. Forgetting.
What?
Forgetting Krishna.
So what? Clearly you say, you are leading your life, but you are not thinking of Krishna at all in each and every action. You are not saying Krishna in each and everything, in each and everyone. This is our disease condition. So we are all unfortunate. You got the point? I can give up my body, but never
eternal duty.
I can give up my body, but never
compromise.
Compromise means I never surrender.
Surrender.
This is the unfortunate. So, with false ego, envy, we cannot get the mercy of Krishna. That we should give up. Ravana is also having false ego. He's completely puffed up with his knowledge. Maya apatusa jnana. Having this, the false ego, as to he is a erudite scholar. It's not going to help him. Got the point? Once it happened that Ravana was telling Mandodari in front of Lord Shiva, that is what they call it, Lord Shiva Lingam. He is helping me, he has given me all the boons. So no one in this world can kill me. He is completely taking care of me. I am doing so nicely, pleasing him. So he is always helping me. So why should I go? Mandavari tells us, smiling, yes, he's really, you see, cannot open her heart fully because of this, out of fear, as well as fear. He tells, Radha, you can think by the term that there may be more, there may be some people more sacrificed, pleasing Lord Shiva, then you. You are thinking that you are pleasing with Lord Shiva and Lord Shiva is going to help you in any circumstances. But you never thought that there may be one devotee more surrender to Lord Shiva than you. Then what will happen? Tells, no, no, it's not possible. No one can be better than me. This is
false.
You cannot think others are weaker than us. So this way, many, many opportunities. No, actually, I want to talk about this material world. The unfortunate souls in this material world are due to some factors. Number one is this material world itself. Second is it is controlled by Durga Devi. Durga Devi in other form as Maya, also acting there. We have, please understand this point, sir, now. We are first the part of fossil, where we are. That is this universe. This universe is Durga. Durga means?
Jailer. Not formidable.
Better answer?
Not formidable.
Not
formidable.
Not formidable.
Formidable.
First, is there any Durga in any cities, like big cities like Chennai, Bombay, Hyderabad?
Calcutta is
Calcutta is like that too? What is in English, what we call this Durga?
Maya.
Durga? Huh? It's called fort. F-O-R-T, fort. If one gets into the fort, they do not know what's what there. You know, they do not know how to come out. That is the fort, sir. Huh? You understand? If you go anywhere, it looks all alike for you. You do not know which way to go, which way not to go. So that is the fortune. There is Durga Devi. In that Durga Devi, she is acting like Maya also, which is not there. Isn't it? And then in the universe, something else is there, that is Durga Devi is holding.
Ridden.
So what are there in this material world?
Three modes.
Three modes. Durga Devi, this nature and Maya. In this nature, one more thing is, everything is happening. What are they? 24 elements. Okay? So we should understand all these things, have recognized that this universe, this nature, this universe is controlled by Durga. Durga is controlled in the three modes. Isn't it? No one can escape from this world. Even if you are an expert, you cannot escape from this universe. Durga is. So same Durga is acting like Maya. It is not there. You figure, oh, this is there, it is for me. Maya itself, which is not there. But she creates in such a way that it shows that it is meant for you only. What is this called? Mirage.
Mirage.
Mirage, what is that called in Tamil?
Connelly.
Connelly.
Connelly. So this is not there, but we are thinking it is there. So such things also cease creating just for to fulfill our material desires, sensual pleasure. The three modes is actually influencing different people according to their
desires.
Some good people, mode of goodness influence them. The worst people, lazy people, mode of ignorance influence them. So three modes are acted by the Maya is creating illusory things. Durga Devi is providing all the things, what all you want, particularly Simeshtos also. Using these 24 elements, everything is happening according to their desires. They are all getting food. Okay? So this universe, such a universe, where we are, how can we on our own get escape from this? Daivihi esa gunamayi mama maya durachaya. It's impossible. Durachaya means, in fact, this is divine nature. That its nature is Krishna's nature. Its nature is Krishna's nature. So how can anyone escape from this nature? Krishna is not an ordinary person. What Krishna is telling about himself? No one is equal to me and no one is greater than me. If you compete with that person, is it possible to him? So this is the question. This unfortunate. Anyone who is challenging Krishna, like Kamsa, Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, that unfortunate. So we should be very, very careful. Our country is gone. We are not accepting all these things. We are the most unfortunate. But in this class, I gave the title as what unfortunate person. Not the most unfortunate, not this unfortunate. Don't think this lesson title is the most unfortunate. The most unfortunate person is one who enters into Islam and misuses is the most unfortunate. So, but ordinary person, those who are not yet come to, and with ignorance, they are acting, they are the unfortunate. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona, Bhagyavan Jiva, Guru Krishna Prasadevaya, Bhakti Lata, the seed of devotion, one who accepts is a fortune. actually in all these things we have been telling about our unfortunate thing, that is due to our false ego. Anyone who is having false ego, he cannot get the mercy of God. So Krishna's mission in this world helping people. Very nicely we can understand that this nature first of all fulfills our desires. Krishna fulfills the desires from the time immemorial. So Krishna fulfills the desires through Durga Devi, Maya, three modes, all we can tell. Everything is working to fulfill our desires. Then, second step, they are helping us to purify ourselves through sufferings, reactions. But even after facing the reactions, if they never come to their senses, they are unfortunate. Why Krishna is giving some problems, creating some problems to come to our senses? But if we are not, then we are the most unfortunate. Then we have to face more and more. So please understand now, that's why we are giving these marks. This time, Bhakti Rupa got maximum marks. How much? 90 or?
85.
Many are minus 96, sir.
90.
Many are there. Minus 90. Please understand how much you are fortunate, how much you are unfortunate. Isn't it? So, the fortunate persons always, they accept the good things. They don't challenge. Unfortunately, they neglect. They don't accept. So this way, this nature is helping us. The first step, fulfill the desires. Second step, to give the process to purify through reactions. And then the third step is also there. In that step, what the nature is doing, it's helping to understand Krishna as Krishna is. Isn't it? But even if you are not coming to that stage, we are the unfortunate, most unfortunate. Neha vikramana susti bhaktavayavani. Even if little attachment to Krishna consciousness is going to help us from the greatest dangerous situation. So in this material world, how much you are earning is important, or how much you are advancing Krishna consciousness, which is important?
How much we are advancing?
So this is only for theoretical idea or? Practical idea also. You understand? But don't bother those who are the engineers or those who are drawing more than 70,000 a month. Don't bother. If you can able to see Krishna's hidden hand, Krishna is going to take care of you. Why Parameshwar Das is telling like this one, better I can desert my job. I get into my real professional job. No. Without your proper understanding, you cannot jump over. Please understand now. When you become perfect in your present situation, you will have
elevation to next.
Advancement. You will elevate. Elevation is there. But you yourself can elevate, without perfection in your present position, then you are going to become
Prakritari.
Fake, duplicate. Your life is not simplicity. Please understand that. Automatically that elevation should come. Try to be perfect in your present situation. You got the point? Abruptly don't give, resign and become full-time devotee. Please understand that this is a very, very important point. You cannot do like that one. It takes time. You have to try to undergo training to see Krishna's hidden hand. Everywhere and everywhere. So it's not nice. So this nature is helping us for both for our material benefits as well as for our spiritual advancement. In this one, who is going for material benefits is the unfortunate. We are seeing everything and we can understand one thing that is certain. What is the certain thing? Everything is uncertain. What we think, that is uncertain. Only one thing is certain. What is that thing?
Death.
Death. Death is the only certain. One day we have to die. We have to give up our body, that is certain. The other thing is not certain. My job is not certain. My earnings are not certain. My wife is not certain. Isn't it? Only one thing is certain, that is the death. So for the certain things you should do something. Those which are uncertain, for that why we have to sacrifice our life? Please understand, those who accept Krishna consciousness, they are fortunate. Only fortunate or intelligent can accept Krishna consciousness, as though they are within this moment. Isn't it? So we do not want to become unfortunate. This nature, we should understand. Our position, we should understand. Then we have to take some, what is the
word?
We have to take a?
Hostility.
Our?
Hostility.
Perspective.
We have seen now the position that is not certain. We saw how this material world is helping to become fortunate and also to become unfortunate. Then what I should do?
Take shelter of
devotion service.
So what you have to come to something?
Sadhana.
You have to come to your own
constitution.
Decision. You have to take a decision. You understand? You can only help yourselves. Please understand that. Then you can understand you are suffering only for your own mistakes, offenses. It is due to not somebody else. You can help only yourself. You yourself only can help you. Or even the Guru can guide you. Other things are not only guiding agents. Helping means guiding. Helping means guiding, but it is not going to fetch you success unless you don't put your own effort. That's why Krishna left us here. We have to put our own efforts, understand the truth, getting into that service, then one point, unless we don't help ourselves, that's why the saints also, the religious speech also say, what is the point?
God helps one who helps.
God helps those who help themselves. Those who help themselves, everyone is helping themselves, isn't it? Everyone is helping himself, isn't it? But what is the saying, what the, how it differs? Anyone and everyone is helping himself. Then he should be helped by Krishna, no? According to this. But Krishna is not helping. Even you are screaming in front of Deity, Krishna. How is this paradox?
Help the soul. Help the soul.
Help the soul, not help the body. Everyone is helping their bodies, huh? Isn't it? For your beauty of your body, for your beautiful hair. So this only helping, everyone is helping, huh? This Maya's tricks. But they are not helping the soul. You understand? No one is helping himself unless he is helping the soul. So those who are helping the bodies, they are unfortunate. Krishna is giving so many things, but we are not understanding. We are the most unfortunate. Moreover, this world, anything and everything in this world is
keep changing.
Nothing is permanent here. Keep changing. It's also we already told attachment. Attachment once, if God attached to someone, the same person is going to devour you, is going to spoil you, is going to create problems to you. Isn't it? I already spoke about this point also. Don't get attached to anything that belongs to this material world, because anything and everything is keep changing. So what at present time we expect someone, the same expectation we cannot have later on, because everything is, you are also changing, that object is also changing. Both are changing, huh? Which one is not changing? Who is not changing otherwise?
Krishna.
Anything that pertaining to Krishna is changing or not?
Not.
Huh? How can you say? Anything?
Because Krishna.
Anyone who attached to Krishna, he never changed.
Krishna is not influenced by time.
I am not asking about the Krishna, the persons, those who are attached to Krishna, they never change. The statements telling by the Krishna. How we can prove the statement? How we can justify the statement? Because we are seeing so many devotees also divorcing, and so many are keep changing. They are giving some promise and they are not fulfilling. Isn't it? Many of them, I know that from here. We are promising in front of our Guru Maharaj at the time of initiation that I will chant minimum 16 dhams and follow 4 regulative principles. I will serve all the Vaishnavas in this form, at least. We are kids, but how many people are left fulfilling them? Isn't it? What is unchanging in the behavior of a Vaishnava? You got my point?
Unalloyed devotion.
You are not?
Devotion
service.
Unalloyed devotion is not changing.
You are doing like that,
friend?
Yes. You have
Krishna's
devotees. Who is Krishna's devotees? Krishna is telling Name Bhakta Pranashu, my devotees will never cover, never perish. But everyone in perished condition. is it? Huh? Am I correct or not? But we are all devotees of Krishna.
Because we are accepting Krishna's supremacy.
We are accepting, but we are challenging Krishna. You are accepting his supremacy, you should bow down to him always.
We have not yet become devotees.
Anything he acts, yet karosi, yet kadnasi, yet jihosi, yet anything he is doing, it is only for the pleasure of Krishna, that is constant. That is not changed. That is the common thing in all the devotees. If anyone having that one, he is a devotee. Otherwise not. Got the point? Anything he does only for the pleasure of the Krishna, not for himself. He is constant. His activity is constant. So Krishna has the obligation for him to take care of all his duties, prescribed duties. Actually, there is no prescribed duty. Krishna himself is also telling, I have nothing duty here. I need not get anything, but still I am working. Accepting some prescribed duties. He is telling the world, as though I don't have prescribed duties, I am doing my prescribed duties. What is this prescribed duties? To take care of devotees. Paribranaya sadhuna, vinasaya chatushkuta. Dharma samstapana. This and all, you know. Name bhakta pranashyati. This and all is duty. We cannot be idle. I am a realized person. I sit in a AC room. I am a realized person. This is not. It's not acceptable. Isn't it? So this way we should understand that so many things is given for us to understand the Supreme Person, but we don't accept, then we are the unfortunate soul. Anyone want to be an unfortunate soul? Please understand that. The Maya is also doing something which is nectar to begin with, becomes
poisonous.
So Maya as a Durga Devi, it actually helps material benefits. But indirectly as Maya gives the reactions also. To begin with, it's very bacterial. But later on, the very same nectarian thing becomes poisonous one. Please understand. But in Krishna consciousness, only one thing, that is the love of God. If you get the love of God, even the nectar and poison are no difference. Both are coming from Krishna only. Poison is also coming from Krishna. Nectar is also coming from Krishna. But if you become transcendent, good, bad, both coming from Krishna. Krishna is the source of all. What is the smoke of?
Aham sarvasya prabhava.
Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam prabhavate. Iti bhava yute maam. Buddha bhava. Everything is coming from Krishna. If you have to see, even in that you have to see Krishna. And make a person who is influenced by the bad thing, make him righteous. Then you are possessing the mercy of Krishna. If you don't have mercy of Krishna, then you look the bad thing as bad. So even Sloka Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, you have to see action in action, and inaction in action. Such a person, you, is very, very nice. vidyavinaya sampanne brahmane grihasthini kripakeshar panditaha samadarsana. When we are going to have samadarsana, equivocal sight, view, then only we are accepting everything and name. Anything is Krishna's. Anything and everything is Krishna's. Then you should give what respect?
Due
respect. Please understand, we cannot dishonor anyone. We have to give the due respect accordingly. Got the point? So this way, we have to see that we are not going to become unfortunate. And the false ego people, they say, if you show me God, I will accept. As we do, accept it or not, you are going to face the consequences. So the false ego is like that. In Telugu we say, Chilpa Chachina Pulupa Chavu. The puli maravantiye, tamarind tree. If you are to cut the tree, the taste, the soreness, that will never die. Is there anything like that in Tamil? Even if it dies, the influence, the false ego never dies. So that strong thing of false ego, that's very, very strong. That those who give up that strong false ego is the most fortunate person. They never bother for anything coming externally. This way, we have to give up our false ego. If those who are not curbing their false ego, acting on their own, then they become what? Krishna's? They become what? Krishna's? If they don't give up, curb the false ego, they become the Krishna's?
Enemy. Becomes Krishna's enemy.
Sorry,
enemy. Enemy.
Krishna's enemy. Back to Rajasthan. Enemy is okay, that has to be also okay, but not the specific what they want.
They are the victim of Maya. They are
victims of Maya.
Back to Rajasthan. They are becoming Krishna's. Krishna is telling no one is equal to me, greater than me. They are becoming?
Competitor,
very correct. Krishna, I can challenge you. This action meeting, whether we are meeting or not, our actions are like that one. They are becoming competitor to Krishna. So, we have to give up our false ego. Then, we will get the best of Krishna. Now we have seen intelligence, false intelligence, and fortune. And position. Now each one should decide themselves what we want to do. What we want to do. You understand? What we want to do. This is in our hands. That's why Krishna is not compelled. He is actually given us some little independence. Then he wants to rectify, purify ourselves. Using that independence. How best you are using your independence. Whether you are misusing have a proper wish. There are so many reasons you can say why not to become devotional service, why you are not doing devotional service. Isn't it? There are so many reasons you can give. But you are unfortunate. That is not, this and all only, this and all only excuses. This is not the real thing. The real, eternal job is render say Krishna's service. Isn't it? Other things are not only excuses. If you understand this point, you do not want to give any excuse. Because everything is done by Krishna, you are not the doer. What you are doing, why Krishna is acting like that one? What you are doing? You are doing only one thing. What is the thing? Desiring. You do not have the desire to render service to Krishna. You want to break the bricks, thinking this is my profession. That's why you are keep doing the same thing. That is why even if you are screaming in front of deity of Krishna, Krishna is smiling blissfully and then laying on his fruit. You got the point? If you realize something and if you confess your mistake to Krishna, Krishna will come and hug us. But we are telling, I am like this, I am like that, but it is. He did like that one, that person did like this one. But Lord Krishna knows. He wants you, how much you changed. How much your consciousness has changed. That is Krishna's. So this way, we are ending this portion of unfortunate. To become unfortunate is easier than to become
fortunate.
Bad thing we can easily pick up, good things we cannot pick up easily. So please be careful what we are doing that is going to fetch us as the result, consequence. If that is pleasing Krishna, we are fortunate. If it doesn't please Krishna, we are unfortunate. This is the decision each and everyone should take. That class we are going to have next Sunday. That is the last part of the first lesson. Know yourself. Okay? Anyone has any personal clarification required?
Yes, related to last topic.
Pardon?
Related to last topic.
Okay.
This Maya is the agent of Kali to fulfill the material desires of water.
That is true or not? That's what I have
said. Is it related to only with this yuga or even for all the yugas?
Well, yeah, but this statement is not pertaining to any particular yuga. It is common yuga.
Because Kali is only available in this age. Not in previous ages.
Yes, okay. So it is belonging to Kali Yuga only.
That's what I mean.
But that person should not arise. You understand? Satya Yuga, 100% Dharma is there. Kali Yuga, there is no 100% Dharma. If you talk about Dharma, it is for only Satya Yuga or even for this Kali Yuga?
Fulfilling the desires
in all the yugas that is there. Fulfilling the desires, that's all there. It is not Kali is fulfilling the desires. Kali is not fulfilling the desires.
In Kali Yuga, desires became more negative. That's it.
Because adharma is prevailing. Dharma is very less. So you will have only material desires.
Material desire normally fulfilled by demigods.
Durga Devi, who is Durga Devi? They are the controllers. You are not seeing any Varuna or Indra or anyone except two. Surya and Chandra. Sun and Moon. No one is visible. But they are performing. They are using all these things also here. 24 elements. Have you seen the 24 elements? You understand? It doesn't mean that only the Indras on their own they are doing, no. Actually, I'm not doing everything. Somebody behind me is doing so many things, I'm doing little things. Sundar Murari is doing so many things. I wondered after seeing that the link he has sent me. Really, I'm telling you, I cannot praise him in front of him. That's why I'm not telling also. You understand? And he is spending money also. So we have to think how best we can please Krishna. Everything is available in all the Kalipusa is not available in this universe this time. In another universe, he may be there. Same Kalipusa may act as somebody else like in the same building. Everyone is working under the Krishna's order. According to the time, place, circumstances. Is it clear? No, I don't think so. You are clear mind. Everything is,
Your thing is
showing on the face.
His question, I understood it as Kali is not there in other yugas, except this yuga. So how the Kali's question was taken by...
That's why my question, this statement is only for person, you can take it only in this yuga, not for...
How the Prabhava would
not
be...
Not statement.
Fulfilled by agent of Kali, Maya is the agent of Kali. To fulfill all the material desires.
This is not the correct. I ask you whether the statement is correct or not. Why you are arguing all these things? You got no, my answer?
How I understood his question is?
He is telling the statement he is reading and he wants to justify the statement. If the statement is true, it is correct, then we have to justify. If it is false statement, why to work, why to break the head to justify the statement?
No, statement is, I am not questioning about statement is true or false.
My point is true or false, that only I put the question. Correct. Devotional service is going to purify anything and everything. Devotional service you are doing, your body is not purified? Definitely is purified. You understand? Devotional service means what? Everybody is taking bath in the morning. Everybody is chanting. Isn't it? It's not purifying the body. It's not only purifying our mind, it is also purifying even the material thing also. If I say whether chanting is purifying your soul, everybody say yes. So devotional service is the best one available that is going to purify each and every one. Your doubt is clear? Yes. Anything else? Yes. Sorry?
This world allures.
Because of? This world is alluring. Alluring means
attractive,
fascinating. Why it is so beautiful? Any matter that is keep changing, that looks beautiful forever. Anything can exist on its own in this material world? it needs some support. The support is that Krishna we cannot see. But the objects are very much alluring. Because of the presence of the unseen hands of Krishna. If Krishna's support is not there, can anything look beautiful? If it is not beautiful, can it allure you? Have you got the point? So the hidden hand, because of the hidden hand, anything and everything looks nice. Have you got the point? Okay? Anything else? So anything else? Okay, Hare Krishna, thank you very much.